The Gardener's Bench is brought to you by Carolina Fresh Farms, Imperial Pool and Spas, Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping, Brenda Hallman Realtor at Reinhardt Realty, Southern Salad and Sandwich Company, Domer Dreamscapes, AirTech Heating and Air, and Wild Birds Unlimited. And now, here are your hosts, Steve Crump and David Rector.
And good morning and welcome to the Gardener's Bench. We're here every Saturday morning on Facebook Live from 8 to 9 and on the radio from 10 to 11 on WRHI AM 1340, FM 100.1, and worldwide on WRHI.com. I got it worldwide. Boom. Damn, finally. It took me a while, but I got it. So, anyway, how's Mr. Rector doing today?
I'm doing well. How are we doing?
Had a pretty good week, and yesterday was pretty nice. Now, the other 4 days were a little toasty.
Had a hot week. It was a hot week.
Thursday was kind of rough, but it's good part. The humidity wasn't real bad. The bad part was it was up in the upper 90s. So
it felt like 100s, but yeah. I guess you shouldn't look at your weather app when it gets hot like that, because they love to tell you it feels like 104 or whatever.
So if it's over 90 degrees, it's hot, it don't matter. People that do that stuff don't work out in it.
Yeah, it just makes it worse when you look at it.
You're already hot, telling you it feels like 102, just don't do you a whole lot of good. So, but
we got some rain earlier in the week, some pretty heavy storms there came through, like Monday. That was Monday we had big storms come through. I was over in Greenville first part of the week, but I watched it come through Rock Hill.
And Monday or Tuesday, it was, I think we had rain both nights at the nursery, but it came down in buckets and then leveled out in a nice steady rain for about an hour and a half.
That's nice.
But we did have a little runoff there for the first 30 minutes. But, it's first of August tomorrow, so that's what you expect.
Yeah, they're actually calling next week for nice temperatures down in the upper 70s, low 80s.
Yeah.
Got some rain coming. So
that's the weather in Rock Hill, South Carolina,
Been knocking on the door of fall for long here.
Yep. And Matthew's out of town on us this week, so we got the man himself, Mr. Stephen Stone.
Superstar.
Yeah, he's trying to keep us straight this week. So we really goof up. It's not our fault. It's his fault. We'll blame it on him.
He can handle it.
He's the man, He's been around a while, left, and been back around a while.
He only does about 30 shows up here, so add one more, it's not that big a deal.
That's it. And he's the man, the glue that holds it all together, I think. But anyway, we had a strange week as far as sales. A couple of days we didn't do hardly anything, and a couple of days we were slammed. And I hate this time of year.
Yeah, our
for that
foot
reason.
Traffic. I don't necessarily hate it because I can catch up on my desk. Is getting paper stacks getting lower, but it is foot traffic's always down this time of year.
Yeah,
people are doing vacations and getting ready for school, and lots of things coming up on the horizon.
What I hate about it is I've either got too much help or not enough. It's hard to hit it. I broke that crystal ball a long time ago.
I got some guys sitting around and just have to try to keep them busy. There's always something to do. I mean, I know you got.
They don't find anything to do. You have to find something.
That's not their job, technically, but it should be. I want you to find something to do. That can be scary.
I tell mine, look busy whether you are or not.
Yeah.
It's all appearances, but it's still, and Tommy's still selling right along, so we're back up 10, 12 weeks again, and I guess
I'll get you into Thanksgiving there.
We're booking for October right now, so I'm trying to find some more bodies, but it's not working out too good. And the problem is, everybody said we need to pay more money. Well, I'm paying them what they asked for.
Yeah.
And they still quit.
That's a tough job. Tough time to start, I guess, in the summer.
It's miserably hot, and it's very physical work, and I understand all that. But
You've done it. Been there, done that.
Supposedly, you've got experience and done it before. Well, the heat shouldn't be a shock in August. But anyway, I got a lot of laborers. I just need some people with some knowledge. Anybody out there done it before and wants a job, call me. But anyway, It's
or know anybody.
But the tough part is finding a driver's license right now. But that's been a problem for the last 10 years. That's nothing new. So. But anyway, the rain has got the plants looking real good, and perennials have just turned out awesome. Now they were a little late getting ready, but we've had to buy some in, and we've
got to come by there today.
Sold out of them, but we've got some.
When I get off, I'm coming by there today.
Come on, we'll be there at 3 o'clock. Pat's going to see his true love this weekend, so he's up in Winston-Salem. So it'd be me and Tommy today. So. But we've done it many times over the last 40 years. So.
I'll help you pick them up if I find something.
There you go. But it's, I'd say the perennials are blooming. They're looking good. And we got a pretty good selection now. But there again, we don't have a lot of foot traffic, but that's even better.
Yeah.
The ones that come by a bunch of them. So, hydrangeas are blooming, but they're not doing much compared to past years. I think that late freeze might have killed the buds on them some.
So. They don't like this heat, that extreme heat.
Well, yes, the heat's not as bad as the sun on them. Certain varieties, the macrophyllias have to have morning, they can take morning sun, but they have to have afternoon shade.
Yeah.
And your panna coladas, which is the new limelight and little lime and all those, strawberry sun.
Has to be planted in the right place.
So. Now, they can take some more sun than the old-timey ones, but if you give them too much sun, you got to water them every day. Right now, we're recommending about 3 times a week. So. Mm-hmm. Anything I'll be doing to my sod this week?
Well, sod, I guess existing lawns, you just want to put your hands together for fescue and pray to make it through August. That's probably the worst month of anything for fescue. Just water in the morning and maybe increase your watering depending on how much rain we're getting. If it's fading on you or you got weeds coming up in there, wait till about the end of August and try to start attacking them because then you'll be ready to aerate and seed and everything about the middle of September.
Yep. Well, we'll be talking about some sod again when we come back.
David here with Carolina Fresh Farms. Now's the time to fertilize and apply weed control to your lawn. We're your one stop for lawn and landscape needs. Carolina Fresh Farms, 4372 Old York Road or carolinafreshfarms.com.
Put me in. I'm Realtor Brenda Hallman, and my client promise is I will always go the extra mile and cover all the bases when guiding you through buying or selling your home. Ready for life's next chapter? Visit me at brenda.reinhartrealty.com.
This is Steve Crum. For all your plant needs, come by Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping and see our large selection of plants to beautify your landscape and home. For over 40 years, our plants have been in constant production, supplying York County with landscape-quality plants, bushes, trees, climatized for our area. Our hours are Monday through Friday, 8 to 5:30, and Saturdays from 9 to 3 p.m. Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping, Museum Road, Rock Hill. Now's the time to get them in and get them growing.
Come to Southern Salads for burgers, pasta, barbecue, and of course our famous homemade chicken salad. Come in for lunch or dinner, or to save you time from cooking, take it home. We also have convenient packaging for tailgating or parties. Southern Salads, York County's home for the best homemade chicken salad.
Did you know that hummingbirds have no sense of smell? But they have great color vision. I'm Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited, and it's time to stock up on nectar and new feeders for our tiny feathered friends. Visit Wild Birds Unlimited today in Rock Hill and Indianland.
And we're back to the Gardener's Bench. Before we get too carried away, I want to thank all of our sponsors. We've got an awesome cast this year, and the most we've had since I've been doing it, and maybe even a waiting list. I don't know about that, but I can't think I heard that rumor.
I guess some
somewhere.
People standing outside.
Might be, but anyway. Anyway, we appreciate their support, and everybody that's listening, we appreciate you too. So anyway, we were talking about a little fescue and 95-degree heat, and which is not a good combination. And
yeah, I was talking about watering in the morning, which you should do, but when it's very hot, like 95 and up, when I come home at night, I run my sprinklers about 5 minutes a section.
Cool them down.
Just about 6, 7 o'clock to cool it down. You can actually feel the whole atmosphere to just cool off, you know. So.
Mm-hmm.
And my city water actually gets a little warmer this time of year. it's not as cool as it is, you know, in this winter and all. But
really,
it's still colder than 95. I mean, it's not like that pool, not like pool water or something, bath water. But I just cool it off a little bit and gives it a little break going into the night. Try to do it when so it can dry out before it does get dark. That way it doesn't sit in water during the night.
I'm not going to disagree with you, but I don't know if that's a bigger thing when it's 95 degrees as it is when it's down in the 70s and 60s and 70s. Mm. You can get a fungus problem if you're not careful.
Yeah.
But 95 and it's 80 degrees at night, I don't think it's going to really matter too much. But for people to tell the difference sometimes, that's a little tough.
Well, if I was hot, I'd want to cool off a little bit too. So.
Well, back when we grew stuff in the ground, field-grown material, the big phase back in the 80s and 90s was put drip irrigation on things. That happened before it hit the landscape market. Like now, about every landscape job you do, you put drip irrigation in. And we were the only ones I knew that didn't do it. We used overhead. They said, why? I said, well, when it gets 95 degrees and you tell them leaves are starting to suffer a little bit, we'll turn it on just to cool them off.
Yeah.
And you know,
it's one advantage of that.
It helps save them a little bit. Now, you don't run it past the point of runoff.
No,
you just run it about 10 minutes.
Like I was talking about the lawn.
Yeah, cool them off, and they perk up almost immediately. So, because you're putting them under stress with 95 degrees.
I've never liked that drip irrigation. I just don't, you don't see the water, and you don't know. I mean, they could come apart in the bed and not know where all the water's going. So, I've always liked seeing where it's going.
You're getting old. I'm with you, but
that's about
all we've done on plants for the last 10 years is drip. And all that started with the water restrictions in 2002 and 2008 because the city people rode around and saw sprinklers running and they wigged out and went crazy.
Well,
it
does save a lot of money on water, for sure.
So the only problem we ever get in drought restriction again, the first thing they did was cut off the irrigation was – if you don't see it, how are you going to cut it off? But anyway, we had one just a few weeks ago. It was a pretty big project, and the irrigation company was supposed to come in and test it and all that, and we got ready to plant the plants, and for some reason, the foreman just decided to test everything. It must have been 100 leaks.
Oh, my gosh.
And the drip, we ended up redoing the drip because it had been cut so many times. Little old drip tubing isn't very thick.
Nah.
I mean, it's kind of flimsy. And a weed eater or a shovel could play havoc on it. So, you know, we ended up having to tear all that out and redo it, which is not really expensive and it's not real hard to do, but it's time consuming.
Sometimes when it's like that, it's better just start over.
That's what we did. We tore it out and started over. So you can end up patching for the rest of your life if you're not careful. But it does work. And for people that are wondering, the big difference is you're spray nozzles or your overhead or whatever you want to call them are figured on gallons per minute. Like in the nursery, each head is 3.2 gallons per minute. Okay, on drip, it's gallons per hour. So if you're running it for 10 minutes, you're not doing a whole lot. It needs to be more in the 30 to 45 minute range. And it kind of puddles around the plant. You're not going to get a lot of runoff from the drip, but if you leave it on for 2-3 days, then you could have a problem, but it's real slow. And you've been out there and seen the bigger trees in the 15s and 7s, and we got the little yellow emitters in there. Now, that's actually a drip system that does gallons per
hour.
Puts more water, but it puts it in a controlled space so you can keep it inside the pot so you don't waste as much water. Believe it or not, we're trying to figure out ways to save water, but
Well, you got a pretty big pond over there, but if that pond goes down low, you don't have anywhere to water it.
It doesn't go down much.
I guess 2002.
The thing about drought 2002, people don't realize it was a 7-year drought. It started in 1995.
Oh, yeah.
And nobody paid attention until 2002 when the lake level started dropping drastically.
Mm-hmm.
And ours dropped about 3 feet over a weekend. But ours is 34 feet deep in the center, and there's about 10 or 12 springs feeding the thing.
Well, that's good.
So we got a lot of volume. We weren't worried about fishes. We were worried about volume. So it hadn't been down in a couple of years, to tell the truth. Actually, we had a beaver clogged up a couple drain lines, and it got about 5 feet above normal. But they finally broke loose, and now it's back down to normal. But we had to, people get mad at me, we had to trap the beaver and get them out of there because they were doing a lot of damage. But they will destroy the world,
they
too.
It can be a problem, for sure.
Yep. Okay, Stephen's giving us the sign, so come back and we'll talk some more about whatever we're talking about.
This is Benny Etter of AirTech. Now is the time to clean and service your heating and air unit. For $99, we'll make sure it's running safely and efficiently all year long.
No matter what the weather calls, AirTech Heating and Air.
327-7100.
David here with Carolina Fresh Farms. Now's the time to fertilize and apply weed control to your lawn. We're your one stop for lawn and landscape needs. Carolina Fresh Farms, 4372 Old York Road, or carolinafreshfarms.com.
This is Mike Elder. We're the pool care specialists at Imperial Pool and Spa in Lake Wylie and Rock Hill. We're your local BioGuard dealer, ready to assist you with a wealth of pool care knowledge, wide range of proven BioGuard products, and everything needed to establish the best system. Come see us.
This is Steve Crump of Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping. For over 40 years, we've been growing quality landscape plants climatized for the York County area. From perennials and ground covers to trees and shrubs, we grow the finest quality available.
Museum Road, Rock Hill.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
Steven's a man. He got it rocking and rolling big time now. Actually woke me up. Saturday morning, sometimes it gets a little hard to get in the groove. But anyway.
Well, music's always good to wake me up.
Yeah, music like that, that'll do it for you. But anyway, I forgot what I was talking about now. We were talking about irrigation, weren't we?
Yeah, we're talking about water because we need water. Yeah. Plants are thirsty. Lawns are thirsty.
Now, a couple of years ago, we had a lot of rain, then we got a little dry in August, 2 or 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. And first thing City of Rock Hill does is start talking about drought restrictions and putting us in a stage zero drought and all that. Well, then the next week it started raining, didn't quit for 6 months. He did it 2 years in a row. So thank you, Jimmy Bagley. We appreciate that.
I haven't heard about any of it lately. I mean,
we're mainly the droughts now are out west. Mm-hmm. We're not having much around here. I was talking to
a lot more people moving around here, so water can be a factor.
It's going to be a factor one of these days, but it won't be my problem.
We'll have to tap into your pond out there.
And might have to.
Give people water.
Next Saturday, we've got our church fishing club coming out there.
Yeah, you told me about that a couple of weeks ago. I thought that's cool.
We bring the little children. And it's kind of cool because some of them never seen a fishing rod, much less a fish. You know, they catch their first fish, and he might not be but 3 inches long, but he's a whale.
That's pretty cool. When I was young, we used to go on the other side of town over there past Catawba Baptist. There was two stock ponds over there, and we used to go fish with bamboo poles and all.
I didn't fish with a rod and reel until I was a teenager.
Yeah.
And I didn't know what a rod and reel was. That's all we did.
We used to fish at the beach, fish on the beach and a pier. And I'm a terrible fisherman.
Tommy's a fisherman, not me.
You couldn't even say I'm a fisherman.
Tommy would go out there and he'll catch everything in sight, and I'll stand right beside him and not get a bite. So
I'm a guy, the line gets all tangled up and reels all blows up all over the place, or it gets my line tangled around somebody that knows what they're doing.
Well, my thing is I don't have any patience. If I don't catch something first 15 minutes, I'm ready to go do something else. Yeah,
I'll ride around the boat with you.
He'll stand around all night and all day doing it.
That is a patience thing.
But anyway, on my Zoysia right now, I'm not irrigating it. I'm not doing anything to it, and it's looking wonderful.
Yeah, you don't really have to. I mean, if you got a newer lawn, you just put the sod in. You might want to keep your eyes on it right now. The wide blade it's kind of cool to watch, like you were talking about, plants kind of wilting over. The blade on Palisades and Chisholm, it's a wide blade, sticks up like that. And you'll see it start crinkling up a little bit when it needs some water, and you can go out there and water it. Come back about an hour or two later, it's boom, right back up in there.
Yeah. A lot of plants do that, yeah, too. But
like me and you preach all the time, we don't preach over watering. We preach give it just enough so the roots can go down and look for other stuff, make it more of a healthy plant by the roots going deeper.
Back in 2002, when we had the major water restrictions, we had a couple months after it had been lifted, I had several guys I knew from the city came to see me, and the city manager we had then was a real pistol, but anyway, he sent them out there, and they wanted to know about zeroscaping, which is efficient irrigation. I said, what you want to know? And they said, well, what we need to do to do it, you've been doing it for 20 years. I mean, we had you on that a long time ago. That's where you used the grasses and stuff that doesn't require a whole lot of water, and that doesn't waste water. I mean, and I'll tell them this is a long time ago, but a gentleman went to work there over Terry Park, and they've been watering Bermuda all winter long. You know, the irrigation was running on Bermuda, and they couldn't,
in the wintertime.
Yeah. They really couldn't figure out why the grass looks so bad in the spring.
It's choking. Yeah, but it probably choked it, and it rotted. Weeds all in it.
It rotted is what it did. Yeah. So you really don't need to, your warm seasons, you don't really need to water them when they're dormant in the wintertime.
Nah.
I guess it probably wouldn't hurt once in a blue moon, but you won't do it on a regular basis. But
I wouldn't do it at all, really.
My mine's looking real good, and the pre-emergence seemed to work the second time. Mm-hmm. Insecticide and fungicide, because I don't have any signs of any fungus.
Yeah.
So but it's
it is a good time here in August, mid to late August, to put a fungicide on your zoysia going into fall, because it can take a lot of it's due to thunderstorms and actually hurricanes come through here and dump a lot of water, and it can develop a fungus and you don't really realize it. It goes dormant, starts to go dormant, you think it's just turning brown, and they could sit in there all winter is a bad thing.
Yeah.
That's probably the most important one to put on. Spring versus fall, I'd say the fall one's probably more important. At Bermuda, Bermuda hardly ever gets fungus. It's in my 16 years at the store, I've rarely seen it, to be honest with you.
I don't know that I've ever seen a fungus in Bermuda.
It's tough.
Yeah.
Tough grass.
I know
especially Bermudas, like they have golf courses and like Diamond and Mini Verde and all the Champion, all those kind of things, they're more susceptible to. But your regular 419 is tough as nails, man.
Well, like with that, I had a lady the other day came in, and they love to bring me pictures.
Mm-hmm.
They usually take them so far away you can't see what you're looking at. But anyway, she had a Japanese maple, a little small, well, I'd say small, maybe 6-8 feet, and a few others. And pretty much the leaves were gone. The outer edge was there, but all the interior leaf was something had eaten it. And she said, it's died. I said, no, man, died. And somebody just had lunch.
Yeah.
And I don't know, but I'm pretty sure it's probably Japanese beetles. I hadn't seen any at the nursery this year, but that doesn't mean they're not out there. I've had people come in that had infestations of them.
I didn't see any either, but like I was telling you, Brenda has a giant garden, and I'm going to show y'all a picture in the next segment, these zucchini she grew.
Yeah, I saw them.
Did you see it? But she said she has some in her garden attacking a few different things. It'll attack the plant right beside a tomato. Won't touch the tomato, but attack another plant.
So yeah. It tastes better.
Yeah.
Well, it's kind of like I told her, what you got to understand, the plants were put here for the insects to eat.
Yeah.
That was a whole general concept when everything was started. And then the birds eat the insects, and then people and other animals eat the birds, and the world goes happily along. Yeah.
Don't mess
if you want to buy a plant with no insect holes or anything, you're probably doing in the wrong business. You need to go do something else with your time.
Buy a plastic one?
Yeah, there's going to be some little insect holes. There's no way you can keep them off of them. Now, we try our best to keep them clean, and if it gets too bad, we'll go ahead and prune those leaves off, and that's not hard to do, a little time-consuming. But
yeah.
Anyway, Mr. Stone's sending us a message here through the music, so stay tuned. We'll talk a little bit more about trees, shrubs, and grass.
David here with Carolina Fresh Farms. Now's the time to fertilize and apply weed control to your lawn. We're your one stop for lawn and landscape needs. Carolina Fresh Farms, 4372 Old York Road, or CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
Put me in. I'm Realtor Brenda Hallman, and my client promise is I will always go the extra mile and cover all the bases when guiding you through buying or selling your home. Ready for life's next chapter? Visit me at Brenda.ReinhartRealty.com.
This is Steve Crump of Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping. For over 40 years, we've been growing quality landscape plants climatized for the York County area. From perennials and ground covers to trees and shrubs, we grow the finest quality available.
Museum Road, Rock Hill.
Come to Southern Salads for burgers, pasta, barbecue, and of course our famous homemade chicken salad. Come in for lunch or dinner, or to save you time from cooking, take it home. We also have convenient packaging for tailgating or parties. Southern Salads, York County's home for the best homemade chicken salad.
Did you know that hummingbirds have no sense of smell, but they have great color vision? I'm Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited, and it's time to stock up on nectar and new feeders for our tiny feathered friends. Visit Wild Birds Unlimited today in Rock Hill and Indianland.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
This is Benny Etter of AirTech. Replace your old worn-out heating and air system and save money immediately. Plus, your new unit will help clear your home of mildew, pollen, and dust.
No matter what the weather calls, AirTech Heating and Air.
327-7100.
Okay, Mr. Rector, quit playing with your phone and let's get back on
there. Trying to find that picture of Brenda on here.
Okay. Those were some huge, I don't know what kind of zucchini that was, but they were 5-6 feet long.
Yeah, can you see it on here?
Yeah.
Can you see that? Let me zoom in on you there. Look at them things. Isn't that crazy? That's a zucchini.
Some type of zucchini.
Yeah.
Leave it to Miss Brenda to come up with stuff like that.
This thing looked too much like snakes for me. When I first looked at that picture, I'm like, don't send me that picture of a snake.
The zucchinis grow like crazy anyway. If you are growing them and go out there, there's one 6 inches long this morning, you better pick it because tonight it'll be 18 inches long.
And she loves getting out in the garden, boy. Yep. Man, she'll kill herself out there all these hot days.
She's an avid gardener.
She stays out there.
And a very fine young lady, but I'm gonna deny saying that later when she asked me about it, but I will say that right now. I met her back in our old JC days a long time ago, late 80s.
The JCs.
Yeah, we were the Cats Meow back then. Mm-hmm. At 300 members, number one in the country.
Really?
Yeah.
What happened to them?
We all got old.
Faded out.
We all got old. I think they're still around, but they're just not.
A lot of those groups don't do like they used to do. Yeah.
A great part about JC's is I met people there back in late 80s that are still good friends now. Mm-hmm. I mean, we kind of bonded.
I claim networking just happened not too long ago, but that's what it always was.
It's been going wrong for a long time.
Meeting people and talking to people, and that's what sales is all about.
And Chamber used to have a business after hours thing back in the 80s.
Yeah, I used to go to some of those.
I got mad at the Chamber and dropped out and got back in and dropped out over the years several times. But they talked me into joining again, so I signed up. And it was in Northwestern High School. So I went over there and I signed in, and then one little guy popped up beside me, and he was an ambassador. He was going to introduce me around. When we made it about probably 30-40 feet in the gym, And I was introducing him to people.
Yeah.
He says, "You really don't need me, do you?" I said, "No, I don't think so." But
so I've been here for a minute.
Yeah, I know a lot. I know a lot of people, but it's called longevity. But anyway, we're talking about plants. And anyway, the lady with all the, she was going to dig up her Jap maple and her camellia and other stuff. And I said, "Don't do that. You need to, no matter how many people think it's terrible, but you have to put an insecticide. And when you get an infestation like that, a lot of this ecological stuff doesn't work too good."
Do they get fungus bad too?
Oh, yeah.
Because I've noticed over the years, those people usually plant those sort of in front of their house, the centerpiece, but it's almost where, the, like we talk about, don't get good airflow and probably in the shade half the day, so they could breed. It's kind of a breeding ground for fungus, yeah. I guess.
Well, the problem with Japanese beetles is the leaf, or not Japanese beetles, Japanese maples, the leaf is so tender. It's not a very thick leaf, it's very thin. And they're really petite looking thing, and they're pretty. So they're gonna look the best when they come out in the spring.
Yeah,
they're gonna get that vibrant red, and then as time goes on, it darkens up a little bit. By this time of year, they're starting to look a little shabby, and we call it a leaf tatter. And what it is a mixture of sunlight and air pollution. Nothing you can do about it. It's just here. But they drop their leaves in September anyway.
Yeah.
So, it's not anything you can spray
that
for.
Early?
Yeah.
Really? That's one of the first, I guess, one of the first trees.
Very long leaf season. Yeah. I mean, it turns, and then a few days later, they drop. But if you put them in some shade, it slows that process down. The problem with that is you put them in too much shade, they're going to turn green on you instead of red. So, and you're right, they put them in front of the house in a little area, but they get them too close to the house, and you need to get them out where there's some airflow and all that.
So when should you prune those kind of things? Just lightly, like a bonsai tree or something? Just...
You don't do much to to the weeping ones anyway. The upright one is any dead wood.
Yeah, there's a bunch of different kinds. So.
Yeah, there's any dead wood, or you got E-cross branching or something like that, you can snip them out. But just remember, they grow so slow that you cut 3 inches of growth off of them, you can cut in a couple of years. Yeah. You know.
And there's green leaf ones too, right?
Yeah, I've got a weeping one in front of my, or beside my front steps. It's called a viridis. It's a green weeping maple. And I actually like the green better.
It's
than
a big
red
one, right?
Right now, it's about 10 feet wide and 5 feet tall, something like that. But it's been there since 1988, so it's been there a while, but... Now,
look like an umbrella.
Yeah, it got all the way down to the ground and was starting to come back up, but it came up about 6-8 inches. And I said, "Well, I went out there to prune on it, and I chickened out every time. I didn't want to mess it up." So I got Tommy to come up there, and one of us cut, one stood back and looked at it. "Don't take that one." "Yeah, take that one." Kind of. It took a while, but and it's looking real good in that last freeze this week.
Yeah, I remember you telling fried that thing.
And the front side and the from the road looking at it, the left side and the front, I mean, it baked it. But it's come out now, so, yeah. Time heals a lot of things.
Take a little short break. We'll be right back. David here with Carolina Fresh Farms. Now's the time to fertilize and apply weed control to your lawn. We're your one stop for lawn and landscape needs. Carolina Fresh Farms, 4372 Old York Road, or CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
Biogard makes pool care a cinch with simple systems broken down into 3 easy steps. This is Barrett Elder. Following our simple program, you can sanitize and kill bacteria and destroy contaminants using algicide to stop the algae.
See us in Rock Hill and Lake Wiley.
This is Steve Crump. For all your plant needs, come by Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping and see our large selection of plants to beautify your landscape and home. For over 40 years, our plants have been in constant production, supplying York County with landscape quality plants, bushes, trees, climatized for our area. Our hours are Monday through Friday, 8 to 5:30, and Saturdays from 9 to 3 p.m. Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping, Museum Road, Rock Hill. Now's the time to get them in and get them growing.
Did you know that hummingbirds have no sense of smell, but they have great color vision? I'm Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited, and it's time to stock up on nectar and new feeders for our tiny feathered friends. Visit Wild Birds Unlimited today in Rock Hill and Indianland.
we're back to the Gardener's Bench, and with this music today, he's just getting me all
classic
fired
rock.
Up. Yeah, he rocking like and rolling today.
I'm warming up for tonight in the dance.
That's right. Anyway, Mr. Stone, you said you had a question during the break.
Good morning. Yes, sir. A couple of weeks ago, we reported a story that came to us from South Carolina, you know, news network about the exactly. Thank you for the. What are you doing Monday morning at 5? Can you come by here? That'd
be
great.
Right here.
Thank you, Dave. Appreciate it. Bradford Pears getting a bad rap, but the story that we originally had was that they were being outlawed, if you will, and you couldn't buy them anymore, and if you had them, you were advised to dig them up. And what's the real story on that, Mr. Crump?
Okay. Number one, they are not banned, per se. What it is, the Bradford Pear was very popular back in the 80s. It was a very fast-growing tree, and it served two purposes. It was a pretty good – it was an ornamental because you had the blooms on. But it's a pretty good shade tree because the leaf's so big.
Mm-hmm.
But they would grow 2 or 3 feet a year. I mean, they were fast.
And dense.
So they were inexpensive. So everybody planted, especially contractors and developers, they
There's
just planted
one in the front yard on every house.
I bought two from you, remember? Uh-huh. Yeah, back in 2003.
Yep, and they were they grew fast. But the problem with the original ones anyway, they were grafted to a Calgary pear. And the Calgary is the old wild pear, and this thing puts on 3-inch thorns, and it'll eat you up, I mean, and grows faster than the Bradford. I mean, it grows like a weed. Well, over the years, the Calgary has escaped captivity, and now it's this one over on Pennington Road, a pasture over there. You can't even see the pasture now because the Calgary pears are 12 feet tall. I mean,
how does that happen? Just the fruit off of there?
The birds moving.
Birds flying. Plant stuff.
Wind, I mean, a lot of things. Anyway, the Bradfords back in the day, and I still think they're a good tree, but they had a tendency that growers, because the chain stores wanted big heads on small plants, they cut the central leader, which messed up the branching. Well, that splitting you see every time we have a storm now is because of those practices 30
stuff,
years ago.
Yeah.
Being fast-growing, the lifespan's only about 20 years on them. And if you get 30, you've done something. People thinking they're going to last forever. But because the Calgary escaped captivity has started causing a problem, back in, I guess, March, a young lady I knew from the South Carolina Nursery Board called me, and she was working with the invasive species thing for the state. And she said, how bad would it bother you if we put Bradford's on the list, blah, 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 blah? And I said, well, since we hadn't sold one in about 15 years, it probably wouldn't be a problem at all. You know, we've kind of gotten away from that because of some other issues and things. Well, they're just taking over rural lands, and it's not the Bradford, it's the Calgary that they were grafted to. Because they were grafted to it, everybody calls it a Bradford. And there are probably 8 or 10 different varieties of pears. The old aristocrat was going to save the world, and it got black whatever it was. Anyway.
Mold kind of thing.
No, it's a blight on the tips.
Blight, that's what I was
saying. Well, are there chunks weaker or something like that? That was also part of the story as to why you want to remove them is because they will come down anyway because they're not as sturdy?
Well, that's because of the pruning thing. You cross branching and all
kind
that.
Kind of brittle, aren't they?
And they're soft.
Yeah.
Anything that grows that fast is a very soft wood. So.
Okay.
It's not like an oak or a maple will live 200 years. They live 20 to 30 years. But the problem is a lot of them, people lost the Bradford part, died, but the Calgary kept growing, and they didn't notice the difference. And a Calgary, the thorns on that thing, it'll puncture a tractor tire. That's how big they are. I mean, they're mean. They'll hurt you. I mean, they'll hurt you bad. You don't want to fall in one, I'm telling you. And but right now, they're highly recommending that you don't sell them or grow them or produce them in South Carolina. I don't know too many people that have been selling them for the last 10 years anyway, so it really wasn't an issue for the state.
Is it for other states?
Florida still lets them grow them. And that's strange because Florida's usually beating the bandwagon first compared to everybody.
I would think they wouldn't want them down there with all the storms and stuff.
There's a Cleveland Select, there's a White House, there's a Capital, there's all kinds of pears besides Bradford. And all of them have their advantages and disadvantages. White House is a real dwarf little thing that's kind of pretty, but we just gave them all. We grew them all at one time. Now we just gave them up. There are better plants out there that do a better job. Mm. But it's the storms of what's bad on the Bradford.
It's just top heavy. It's like a
Most
on people top of a toothpick.
Most people didn't do any kind of maintenance to them or pruning to them over the years. A lot of cross branching. And ice is worse. The wind's bad, but ice is even worse. It'll just break them all to pieces. And they've got a program going on, and I'll have to get the information from Paul again. I forgot what it says, but they'll actually send you a tree if you take a Bradford down. You know?
Oh, funny.
There's some kind of giveaway program that I don't understand. I don't remember. I knew it, but I don't remember it.
So dig up your Bradfords, bring them to Rolling Hills Nursery. He'll give you a treat.
No, take them to York and give them the Clemson Extension Service.
Days when the rains came, down in the hollow, playing a new game.
David here with Carolina Fresh Farms. Now's the time to fertilize and apply weed control to your lawn. We're your one stop for lawn and landscape needs. Carolina Fresh Farms, 4372 Old York Road, or carolinafreshfarms.com.
Put me in. I'm Realtor Brenda Hallman, and my client promise is I will always go the extra mile and cover all the bases when guiding you through buying or selling your home. Ready for life's next chapter? Visit me at brenda.reinhartrealty.com.
This is Steve Crump of Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping. For over 40 years, we've been growing quality landscape plants climatized for the York County area. From perennials and ground covers to trees and shrubs, we grow the finest quality available.
Museum Road, Rock Hill.
Did you know that hummingbirds have no sense of smell, but they have great color vision? I'm Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited, and it's time to stock up on nectar and new feeders for our tiny feathered friends. Visit Wild Birds Unlimited today in Rock Hill and Indianland.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
And we're back to the Gardener's Bench. As I said earlier, we're here every Saturday morning from 8 to 9 on Facebook Live and 10 to 11 on WRHI AM 1340, FM 100.1, and worldwide on WRHI.com. And it's been a very good show so far today. We still got another segment or two. But
I want to do a shout-out to my dad, who had hernia surgery yesterday that was supposed to have gone in like 12 o'clock for it. Didn't go in till like 3:30 and then didn't get out till like 7, I think. So,
oh, man.
It was a long day. And he was hungry by the end of that
day. I bet.
They always listen and watch on Facebook. So, hello there, Mom and Dad.
Hello, Mom and Dad.
Yeah, Mom and Dad. Mom gets to take care of Dad for a couple of weeks. He likes to be outside and stuff, so it'd be like a cage bear in there.
Is he gonna have time to the chair, you know, kind of
don't be picking up things.
Yeah. That's really true.
Yeah,
he's probably gonna do it anyway.
Yeah, maybe.
But anyway, we've done trash to Bradford pears. I mean, you gotta take some mad about us trashing the Bradford pears, but anyway,
well, like you say, some things are more popular in certain years and kind of bounces around. So, what's the most popular tree now to plant in the yard? Maple?
Maples are kind of waning a little bit.
I got a big maple in my front yard.
Rock Hill really doesn't want you planting them anymore, and Charlotte doesn't want you planting them anymore. And it's just like everything else. They got overplanted. I mean, same thing happened with Leyland Cypress. Same thing happened with Bradford Pear. I mean, people started planting them, then everybody jumps on the bandwagon.
You say, it's all great when you plant it. You just don't plant it for 10, 15 years down the road, what it's going to look like.
Diversity is not in the vocabulary very much. Mm-hmm. But really, right now, the red buds are extremely popular. Mm-hmm. There was a professor up at NC State University back in the 80s. We'd go to the trade shows up in Winston-Salem, and he would bring in all kinds of new plants. And Dr. J.C. Ralston is super fella, and he'd always give me and Tommy a bundle of plants to bring down here and try and see how mm-hmm. they did. And I mean, we did the test on them and all that. And out of 100, usually 5 or 6 of them turned out pretty good. And he was big into red buds. That was his thing. He was single, and he had never married, no kids or anything. And he'd gone over to do a speaking engagement. He was coming back to Raleigh one night and was killed by a drunk driver. And so they named an arboretum at NC State after him. It's J.C. Ralston Arboretum. Well, because of his love of red buds, they embarked, this is about 30 years ago, embarked on some major research into red buds. And now there's a bunch of named varieties that bloom different color leaves, different growth habits. And we right now, we're down, but we've got 5 or 6 varieties right now. Mm-hmm. In the fall, we'll have more.
Is it red?
Some of them are red leaves, some of them are green leaves. There's weeping ones, there's upright ones. And
is it a big tree? I don't know what a red bud looks like.
They grow wild in the woods.
Do they?
It grows a lot like a dogwood, but it's a little bit tougher than a dogwood. And has purple flowers, usually the wild ones do, along the stream, along the stem in the spring. So you ride down the woods and you look in the woods and there's purple flowers in the early.
Probably what it is.
Probably red buds. Later it'd be wisteria. Right now it's red buds. Or in the spring it's red buds. But there's a red one, Appalachia red. There's one called Black Pearl. There's a buku of them. And we've sold a bunch of them the last 5 years.
Yeah.
Problem is getting them. I mean, they come out with a new variety and everybody sees it on the internet. Well, we can't even get liners for 3 or 4 years.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I do say no a lot, yeah. But
you move, you show people what you have.
That's
what I
it.
Do.
That's what
my
we
store,
do.
And you're looking for something, I don't have it. I'll show you what sell what you got.
That's what we do. If we didn't do that, we wouldn't be around long.
Yeah.
God told me a long time ago, so I got plenty of everything to sell except what people want.
Yeah.
That's pretty much the truth.
I'll sell it off the wall in my place, but your place ain't big enough to sell things off the wall.
I'd sell them off the wall. I got all kinds
of... Your little house over there.
Hey, that kind of worked out. We built it in 1982, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Finished the inside in
the original tiny house.
Still there. And we were putting a big building in.
Yeah.
A show area, loading dock, the whole nine yards. And we had the contractor lined up. In fact, it was Jimmy Matthews Construction.
Good customer.
And had everything lined up and turned the plans over to the county, and they butchered us. It went from about $80,000 to $150,000 in a week. They were wanting us to put a turn lane out in the road, which they didn't have the authority to require. That was a state road, so only the state could do it. But it still scared us to death. And wanted me to plant trees all the way around the property. It's 20 acres.
Yeah, I got trees everywhere.
I asked the girl, I said, you realize what we do here, right? We grow trees.
You probably would have put Bradford's all the way around there.
No, probably wouldn't have done that. But anyway, we did quit. We dropped the idea, and now that
That's a shame. It would have probably been great.
Yeah, but now we're getting later in life. I'm thinking it's probably a good idea. The land's more valuable without the building on it.
You'd have had something over there like Lee's Nursery had when they used to be over there?
No.
You want to have a showroom and stuff?
We'd have a showroom, but it'd been like kind of like Foreman's.
Oh, okay.
Where you walk in, there's the showroom, and then you got the warehouse, and then... They wouldn't have had 2 stories, though. We looked at that and decided not to do that. But it was going to be...
You would have had to hire a bunch of people.
Oh, yeah. It would have been a whole lot different than it is now. But they had a lot of dollars gone through that little building out there. People have no idea.
You could probably fill that thing up with money.
Several million dollars have gone through that door.
I think it's nice.
But people like it because of rustic. The boards are falling off of it. And we looked at. In fact, Dustin was going to cut us some boards to put on it, and $4,000. I'm going, I really won't put $4,000 into this thing just for a couple of years. And I don't know when we're going to hang it up, but we're closer to the end than we are to the beginning. So we got a birthday coming up Labor Day weekend, September 1st, actually, be 41 years.
Really?
41 years.
Man.
Yeah.
Did we even talk about that last year? I don't even remember celebrating your 40th.
Very briefly.
Man, I didn't get an invitation to it.
We didn't have a party.
Steven get one?
Yeah, you did. You got an invitation to come spend money. That's all.
Doesn't sound like an anniversary party.
We don't have anniversary parties. We just sell stuff. Anyway, Steven's sending us the music, so we'll be right back to close out this edition of The Garden.
This is Benny Etter of AirTech. Let us improve your home's air quality with filtration systems and UV products that kill viruses and help your family breathe better, healthier air.
No matter what the weather calls, AirTech Heating and Air.
327-7100.
David here with Carolina Fresh Farms. Now's the time to fertilize and apply weed control to your lawn. We're your one stop for lawn and landscape needs. Carolina Fresh Farms, 4372 Old York Road, or CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
We now have them. Imperial Pools introduces Louisiana Grills. This is Mike Elder. They're as good or better than other wood pellet grills, but at half the price. Save now with cover, side shelf, and starter bag of pellets, all for only $7.99. Imperial Pools, Rock Hill and Lake Wylie.
This is Steve Crump of Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping. For over 40 years, we've been growing quality landscape plants climatized for the York County area. From perennials and ground covers to trees and shrubs, we grow the finest quality available.
Museum Road, Rock Hill.
Come to Southern Salads for burgers, pasta, barbecue, and of course our famous homemade chicken salad. Come in for lunch or dinner, or to save you time from cooking, take it home. We also have convenient packaging for tailgating or parties. Southern Salads, York County's home for the best homemade chicken salad.
Did you know that hummingbirds have no sense of smell, but they have great color vision? I'm Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited, and it's time to stock up on nectar and new feeders for our tiny feathered friends. Visit Wild Birds Unlimited today in Rock Hill and Indian Land.
And we're back to the gardener's bench. Me and Steve are having a good time in here today.
Oh, we have a ball with Mr. Stone.
Yeah.
The Stone Man has arrived.
It's always my pleasure.
Yes.
Matt's out of town, but he's listening to us and watching us on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
He said your hair looked nice, Steve.
Good. Somehow I don't believe
he's
said that.
He's always the prettiest girl in class, isn't he?
Yes. I don't believe he said that, but anyway. He's got a lot more things to worry about than my hair.
I want to give a shout out to the farmers market again. I went down, actually, the road was open today.
So I rode that
come
way
straight
too.
Down Oakland Avenue and right there at Legal Remedy. They're out there every week, got meats and fruit and all kind of stuff. So come out there. And my neighbor, Domer Dreamscapes, who is a proud sponsor of our show, is having their barbecue today. So come out there maybe from 11 to 2. They have a little band and some vendors, and they sell some barbecue and hang out there. Maybe have you a cup of beer and walk around, look at all the interesting things he has up there.
They got some interesting things now.
They got some animals up there. They got like mini horse and pigs and goats. And if you bring your kids out there, you can walk up and pet them and look at them. Chickens. And
He's into weird stuff. I have to give him that.
Yeah.
He does a wonderful job of what he does. Anyway,
does some amazing woodwork and fountains and stone and all that kind of stuff. So it's very good.
But anyway, back to the plant side this week. Keep an eye out on the insects and stuff, because this is the time of year they can do a lot of damage. If your Japanese maples are starting to look a little ratty, that's normal. There's nothing you can do about it. Just go with the flow. Mine, like I said, the green one, the frost nailed it bad that last freeze, but it's come out now and looking a whole lot better. Mm-hmm. Now the blood good and what is the other one? I forgot what it's called. Now they had a pretty good run this summer. They looked pretty good. They didn't get hit by the cold like the other one did.
Well, people forget about that frost. That was a bad.
The first
frost
one was bad. The second one was terrible.
We sell Palmetto St. Augustine, and we just now are able to cut that stuff because of what happened back in late April, I'd say.
People don't realize
it. Tore it up.
It'll do it. And historically, every year right around Christmas, Easter, we're going to have a cold snap. It doesn't matter if Easter's early or Easter's late, we're going to have a cold snap. Some of the worst freezes we've ever had were Easter weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the catch is everybody says, oh, it doesn't get cold here. Well, it does. We usually have a cold snap right before Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
Can be earlier, but we're going to have one before Thanksgiving. It might be the 1st of November, and it might be the 15th of
November.
I
don't know why I say November 11th, but I always think that
might be a good average because there's always that week or two before Thanksgiving.
Isn't that Veterans Day?
The 11th is Veterans Day. That's my anniversary.
Oh, wow. There's a lot of things going on.
Hey, I got married Veterans Day 2000. How can I ever forget my anniversary? There's a reason behind it.
Yeah, there you go.
Everybody's talking about Veterans Day. I said, oh, that's my anniversary.
Hey, it's my
and who's going to forget the Y2K thing?
Yeah.
2000. There she wanted to get married the week before, but I told her I was going to be on my honeymoon on Election Day. That wasn't going to happen. She had to move it a week.
Not going to miss that.
No, not back then, anyway. And it was... That was when I cared about politics. Now I don't care.
We don't have time for that show.
No, we're not going to get into that today.
I'm trying. I'm neutral.
But anyway, we're going to have a little chilly thing. But if you can fertilize your plants from now to September 15th, we don't recommend much after that because you'll put out new growth and that freeze will kill it back. So you're kind of wasting your money and.
Yeah,
doesn't really hurt your plants because freezes are nature's way of pruning, basically. Mm-hmm. But if you're going to do it and want to force a little growth before the cold gets here, do it before the 15th of September.
Same way with grass. So right now you can hit Bermuda one more time with some higher nitrogen, but the Zoysia, we suggest to put an iron product on there, 6111, because you want it to kind of start tapping the brakes. Even though it's still hot, you know, the fertilizer lasts a good month
now,
and
wait
half,
a minute.
2 months. So.
You call it 6111, but that's a high potassium product.
Yeah, but that's not really
your potassium's higher than your nitrogen.
Growth, though, so, yeah, but it's got a lot of iron in
that's
it. That's all it does.
Producing. Yeah. Well, the iron turns it green.
Yeah, if your fescue is looking bad and you want to put a little something on there, that's a great product. It won't burn or anything, so put it on there and give you.
It'll green it up.
So
supposedly.
Your fescue won't look so sad going into.
What people don't realize when it starts turning brown in August fescue, they think it's drying up, and it's not. It's shutting down.
Yeah.
So the first thing to do, go out there and turn the irrigation on three times a day, trying to keep it
save
wet.
It.
And then you get all kinds of brown patch and everything in it. You got a big problem then.
So,
So it's not really an easy answer. But if you come out and buy a plant today, we fertilize them back in the spring and early summer, and we use a 10-12 month fertilizer, or 8 to 9 depending on what it is. And the Osmocote is temperature release. It is 70 degrees is normal, and lower than 70 it releases slower, above 70 it releases faster. So right
it's
now
been
it's releasing
like
pretty
crazy
good
lately.
But when the cold weather comes, it sort of sits there. So with what we put on there, you're good till spring. You don't really have to do it again. And it's taking up a bunch of it, and when you put it in the ground, you kind of knock the fertilizer out of the pot into the hole, you'll be all right.
Yeah, you always have plenty on there when I planted them.
You can fertilize plants three times a year. We say April, June, and September. The June one, we don't really do much unless you got a hedge or something you're trying to force and get big in a hurry. Green Giants, Leyland Cypress, Tea Olive, something like that. You got to push it into the thing. But anyway.
Do not fertilize your Bradford pears, please.
And they are not banned.
Yeah.
Anyway.
September 1st, Steve's 41st anniversary.
41st, yep. Anyway, I guess that's
come
it
see
for
us
this
today.
Week.
We're and, open 8 to 2. Steve's open 9 to 3.
And we'll be there with bales
brought
on.
To you by Carolina Fresh Farms, Imperial Pool and Spas, Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping, Brenda Hallman Realtor at Reinhardt Realty, Southern Salad and Sandwich Company, Domer Dreamscapes, AirTech Heating and Air, and Wild Birds Unlimited. Join us every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. for the Gardener's Bench with Steve Crump and David Rector. Heard every week on WRHI FM 100.1, AM 1340, and worldwide on WRHI.com.
South Carolina's most honored radio station, News Talk 100.1 WRHI Rock Hill, W261 CY Rock Hill, the voice of York County,
and OTS Media Station.